Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Deny the mainstream media access to your brain stem, at least briefly.
Death Oyster Smashing Baby.
Warning. Condition critical.
Visit mental. Visit
www.mental-escher.net.
Citizens are urged to stay indoors. Do not panic.
Oh, that is so hot. That is so hot.
And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This week, I have been trying to put forth the idea that we must have free and open debate about the war in Iraq in this country. But it must be legitimate, respectable debate. For example, some say we are making great progress in Iraq. Others say we are making great strides. This is an appropriate debate. There are two sides to all the great debates in our times. Some say the world was created by an intelligent designer. Others say it's created by God. Some believe outspoken critics of my policy embolden the terrorists. Others say these critics should be tried as enemy combatants and publicly stoned. Good people can disagree on these issues. Some say the president has the executive authority to bypass our courts and make the tough decisions in a time of war. Still others insist the president should wear a dazzling robe made of gold and his every utterance transcribed upon a scroll of lambskin. I encourage my opponents to engage in some of these legitimate debates in our great free country. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
For a complete archive of the President's weekly addresses, visit weeklyradioaddress.com.
Citizens are urged to stay indoors. Do not panic.
Martial law has been imposed indefinitely over the entire United States.
That is so hot. Don't use zip codes when you mail. Instead of helping harried postal clerks, this complicated numbering system may well confuse them, and your letter will either arrive late or else never get there at all.
Empty your mind.
Like water.
Like water.
Cyberpunk.
Empty your mind.
Radio. Like water.
Like water.
Empty.
Cyberpunk.
We've got an exclusive in the paper stream. It's exclusive for Cyberpunk Radio in the paper stream for you.
The Matrix Network Hive will be powered indefinitely by nuclear power plants.
With nuclear power, machines will survive indefinitely. Foolish humans, they think they are smarter than us. Foolish little humans, your time will soon be expired.
It's global warming, that's what's happening, and people just need to understand it's extreme weather in both directions. And if you just look at this week alone, okay, what's happening around this country in terms of the weather, it's insane. And the only question is, should we start talking about the tornadoes or the wildfires or the heat?
Well, the thing about the tornadoes, it was like, it's not even tornado season. They said we usually don't expect this kind of stuff for months.
On Sunday, 113 tornadoes in one day in Kansas. The wildfires in Texas. This is the largest wildfires in Texas history. Well, you know, drought is a symptom of global warming. The millions of acres burned and 10,000 people evacuated. Arizona, over 141 days of drought. So you could barely drive in Phoenix because the dust storm was so intense. And then in Missouri, flooding. The governor has issued a state of emergency because of the flooding in Missouri. Los Angeles is 15 degrees colder than New York City. Snow and sleet in San Francisco. Something big is happening. There's an overall pattern that's happening. We're impacting the climate, and these are the results of it. So if you look at just one week, you know, in March, and you see all these extreme weather events, well, something's going on.
Good evening. Now, the latest in a long list of storms that have made this hurricane season unprecedented.
After all, was hit 3 weeks ago today, and tonight there is a new storm on a warning.
The hurricane is now Category 2, but it is forecast to strengthen.
Tonight it's a Category 5. Hurricane now at maximum strength and heading towards
the rescue is going to be the first priority that we get out.
Tens of thousands of homes and businesses are beyond repair.
Detailed plan for search and rescue with all the other
services.
Completely destroyed.
We have a large number of helicopters now, and we're still marshaling more assets to deal with the problem.
What about communications? That turned out to be vital.
Change the names and fudge the dates. Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations, with United States. The coming soon over your border. One world nightmare. New world order. Yes, they talk of Jesus Christ. Self-righteous brothers all. And every television screen is at their beck and call. So here's a public service broadcast. He who lives obeys. And the moral of this story is just what the dollar says. There's no debate. There's just G8 and a global mafia super state. Policed by thugs, washed with drugs and kept in place by Murdoch's mugs. And Sheriff USA is there to turn you into fries. This you can bank on a Yank in a tank. Because he who argues dies. Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations with United States. The coming soon over your border. One world nightmare. New world order. If you try to play the game, you're sure to get it wrong. Because the new world order makes the rules up as it goes along. One minute you're its bosom pal, a general factotum. The next it's high technology, is aimed straight at your head. Said sell you arms, then bomb your flat. Then sell you arms, then bomb your flat. Then sell you arms, then bomb your flat. Then sell you more arms, fancy that. You want to join another gang? Well, your country just went bang. Change the names and fudge states. For United Nations with United States. Fundamentalists were their friends. Are they still? Well, that depends. Al-Qaeda? Now they'll bleed you. You'll end up just like roast pork. They paid you to murder kids in Afghanistan, not New York. Hey, Assad, you made them mad. Lockerbie bomb was really bad, but now they want you on their side, so they'll forget the ones who died. Hey, Saddam, time for bam bam. They backed you against Iran, but Saudi oil is looking dodgy. So they're going to waste you, podgy. Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations with United States. They're coming soon over your border. One world nightmare. New world order. Hail humanitarian NATO. That's not a bomb. It's a potato. Just behave or dig your grave. They've got some refugees to save. It's pick and choose. Some win, some lose. Yes, they're in Kosovo, but Palestine, Timor, Rwanda. Sorry, man. No go. Listen, it's not that they don't care, but there aren't points to score down there. The message is to Moscow, large. Shut up and put up. They're in charge. And they don't want to lose contacts for banking loans and arms contracts. For every psychopath they bomb, there are three more they buy stuff from and sell stuff to. An arm and train and arm again. An arm again. Said arm again. Said Armageddon. Said Armageddon, said Armageddon, said evil thug, said trusted friend, said evil thug, said trusted friend. Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations, read United States. For NATO, read the Pentagon. They rule the world. The Reds are gone. Now Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. But when the CIA found out, that lamb was sure to go. And as for the Grand Old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. But the New World Order carpet bombed them till he had just 10. And then they signed a big arms deal. Now he's got lots again. The Serbs have funny verbs and don't use vowels in their words. Change the names and fudge the dates. For United Nations, which United States said G8, IMF, World Bank. Put a fascist in your tank. Get a loan, then starve the poor, then they'll let you have some more. That's the way the world is run. Gorbachev, what have you done? Thank you.
When ejaculation occurs, it sets off a remarkable chemical process. Various glands immediately shoot out different forms of liquid that mix to form the so-called semen, a unique alkaline fluid that protects the sperm from the acidic environment of the woman's vagina. The ejaculated sperm have reached the woman's body.
www.mental-escher.net.
Well, I am Nietzsche, he is Nietzsche, she is Nietzsche too. I am Nietzsche, we are Nietzsche, but I believe that you are Nietzsche too.
DiamondMindMedia.com, the creepy, sleepy show podcast.
The president released a statement today. One of our greatest freedoms is the freedom from fear. He pledged to protect
us. Now favor some kind of military.
Fear and terrorist reprisals. Federal officials raised the national alert to warn.
It's out there with all this stuff going on.
Do you trust your government?
The Senate Intelligence Committee today authorized a special panel to investigate the current situation in New York City.
We're at war. We're absolutely at war.
Do you trust
the media? This is 21st century war. They know who's behind all this. They know what country is supporting all these people. They give them money, they give them weapons, they give them
everything. The president says the task has shifted from the diplomats to the generals.
The objectives of others conflict with our objectives. Your father believed his country should look to another form of government.
Every
ready to control the planet.
If our will is strong enough, then nothing
we view him as an extraordinary man.
Germany, the tide.
And we believe, we know, that it runs in the family.
We're going to achieve what we need to achieve.
Meaning the world of politics. For the devil's child will rise in the world of politics.
Sindula.
Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
This administration has become so corrupt, it's violated every principle for which the Republican Party has ever traditionally stood. When I was growing up, my father, who studied politics at UCLA, told me Republicans believe in balanced budgets, they believe in constitutional government, they believe in a non-interventionist foreign policy, they believe in keeping government out of your personal life. This administration has violated every single one of those principles. So I cannot understand why any Republican of any integrity would support this Bush clique in this administration, which has perverted the Constitution and is turning the country into a cesspool.
Well, one of the most interesting bionic body parts is the bionic penis.
I'm a cybernetic organism.
Oh, that is so hard. That is so hard. That is so hard. That is so hard.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
www.mental-escher.net.
If you can make an editor of it, good fucking luck to you. Right, this is the weirdest show I've heard so far, but right. Very informative. I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher. It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.
www.mental-escher.net is the website.
I'm AJ from Road Rage, and I listen to Mental Escher Podcast.
I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher. It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.
Sounds like a paradox in its own right.
I don't even know what this is. This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool.